The Slide Show, Season 20, Episode 58. We here chilling on a Tuesday, rocking with my Uze. I wasn't here yesterday. I was dealing with something. I was in the middle of almost canceling my current hosting plan. And then at the last minute, bro, at the last minute, I was like, you know what? Let's just stick with these fucking Jews, bro. You know, let's stick with them for a little longer, and then, you know, here we are. It's an interesting time, you know, running your own platform. You know, that's why I always say, you know, I really don't give a fuck about these platforms. You know, the ones that are, you know, I mean, it's a way to notify people. But at the end of the day, you know, I hope everybody goes to the website, slideshow.com. And wherever you find the podcast, it's possible that, you know, like platforms like Google or not Google, but Spotify or, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you know, they could shut us all. And if they do, you know, we want to make sure we got our own property, and we do have our own property, bro. Slideshow.com since 2004. That's right. I was a youngster. I didn't know anything about these fucking things. These content platforms and shit. Oh, another evergreen truck driving by. That right-wing conspiracy, bro. That right-wing conspiracy, bro. Yeah, man. So, we here back at it. Another day. Another day. Another dollar, as they say. Well, it's like that if you're a grifter. What's a grifter? Someone who is just, you know, they don't really give a fuck. They just want to make money, bro. You know, see, that's the whole thing about podcasts and shit like that. A lot of nice folks walking around, as it usually is. You know, people always see these people walk around. They'd be like, yo, man, where the fuck are you, bro? I really don't give a fuck, bro. People on the freeway don't not even know how to drive. Oh, by the way, it's sun shining outside, so, you know, it's making a respectable viewage. The respectable viewage. What were we talking about? I don't even fucking remember, bro. I got ADHD. If you ever watch the slideshow, and you just, like, sitting there, and you fucking, you know, watching this shit, and you're like, yo, what the fuck is going on? He'd be talking about some fucking crazy evergreen container fucking right-wing conspiracy, and then he talking about fucking Madonna fucking up children the way she does. You know? So, speaking of children, one of the biggest news stories that happened in the last 24 hours, if you're a right-winger, if you're a conservative, if you're someone on the right, is Trump announced his abortion stance, which we didn't really need him to announce it, because it's been, like, one of the things that I've talked about as far as his presidency, his 2024 presidency, you know, the evolution of Donald Trump as a politician. That's exactly what he is. You know, we got people out here losing life and shit, you know. We got people crashing on the freeway. We got people losing life. Okay, so here's the get down, bro. You know, I would really ask people, what is your definition of a weak president? What's your definition of a weak president? You know, most people look at Joe Biden. They say, you know, he's a weak president. And then you ask them, why is Joe Biden a weak president? Okay, so most people would say, you know, like, oh, he can't even remember his sentences. He stumbles going up into Air Force One. You know, he's one of these people who has been viewed as someone who bends his knee to China. You know, that's a big one. That was actually a big one. If you're to look at, you know, what makes someone a weak president, you know, he's old, you know, so these are things that we've come up with, you know, if you're a Republican, if you're someone who's on the right, you know, you come up with these things why Joe Biden is a weak president. And, you know, Trump is running and, you know, we've called Trump out on the things that he needs to be called out on, because at the end of the day, you know, I don't have emotional attachment to Trump. You know, I'm not going to sit here and fucking give you guys deflections when he sells out to TikTok, when he sells out to Bud Light, when he sells out to Abortion Inc., when he sells out to whoever. You know, I think the people in the world, and I think people who follow me and people who watch my show, you know, deserve honest commentary, you know? And the fact is Trump is a weak candidate, okay? He is a weak candidate. And people want to get on their little fucking social accounts and they want to start saying Trump 2024 and they want to do all these things and, you know, and I get it. I get it. He's the Yankees to you people out there. He is the Denver Broncos. He is the fucking San Francisco 49ers. You know, you want something to root for. You want something to feel good about. You want something to wake up in the morning and say to yourself, oh, yeah, he's my guy. But the fact is, and there's really, you know, the thing about like transgenderism, about left-wing thoughts, left-wing, the things that the left celebrates, you know, mental illness. You know, you see all these left-wingers right now, you know, wearing masks still. You know, the WHO puts out messages. I saw one yesterday where they were talking about, you know, just like, you know, you like you got a mask up, you know, the transgenderism, you know, thinking that there's more than two genders, you know, and you ask someone who is pro-transgenderism, you ask someone who is pro-mask, pro all these things, you know, knowing the science is really clear on masks. The science is very clear on transgenderism. You know, it's all fake. It's all phony. There is only what is, not is, not, there is only what is, okay? There is only what is. And the people on the left in transgender world who want to pretend that there's like some other like thing going on as far as like the more than two genders thing, you know, they come up with excuses. They come up with reasonings that sound pretty fucking stupid, you know, happens. You know, you ask someone, oh, well, you know, they, them, you know, it's how you feel when you wake up in the morning. You know, there's a lot of these deflections that come when they try to, you know, like convince you on what it is. And it's no different from when you look at Donald Trump and the people that support him, is they try to come up with all of these reasonings and all of these like deflections on why it's okay for Trump to sell out to Bud Light, why it's okay for him to push the vaccine, why it's okay for him to push abortion, you know, all these things. You know, like with the vaccine, it was like, oh, well, he's not forcing you to take it, so it's okay. You know, that was one of the common things. Yo, this is not good right here. Our fucking video is fucking up right now. So, you know, I mean, it's just one of these things where it just keeps happening, you know, and people aren't taking accountability. People don't realize that this guy's a weak candidate, very weak, bro. You know, with the abortion thing, I mean, the fact is in 2016, when he was running for president and, you know, parts of that initial administration that he had there from 2016 to 2020, you know, he was a strong pro-life candidate. He's a politician. You know, people who support Trump, you know, what they say is it's 5D chess. Oh, it's 5D chess. The reason why he's doing this, it's 5D chess. No, it's not 5D chess. There is no 5D chess. There is no 5D chess. I'll tell you when it stopped being 5D chess is when he told you to get vaccinated. That's when it stopped being 5D chess. All it is he's a politician, okay? And he needs you to vote for him. That's it. He's gotten weak on a lot of different things. He sold out to, pivotal, like, things. You know, the TikTok thing was, like, pushed for, like, right-wingers was like, okay, yeah, you know, TikTok is Chinese propaganda. That was the narrative. And then he comes along and is like, oh, yeah, we need to keep TikTok. And why did he say that? Did he say that because he really believed that Mark Zuckerberg is going to have, like, so much power and he's going to be able to fucking, you know, like, rule the world in the social media world? No, he didn't. That's not why he was saying that. His statement on the TikTok thing was like, okay, I am, we can't have TikTok be banned, okay, because Mark Zuckerberg is going to have all this power with Facebook and Instagram and Meta. That was his statement. Now the actual truth on why he made that statement about TikTok, because there was this guy by the name of Jeff, I forget his name. I think Jeff Strauss or some shit like that. And he actually is one of the biggest TikTok investors. He's one of the donors to the Republican Party. And he gave Trump a whole lot of money, bro. Like massive amount of money. That happened. With the Bud Light thing, you know, he got a whole bunch of money. Prior to doing this event where Anheuser-Busch paid him out. That's right. He is the literal definition of a sellout. Listen, people, I am not someone who has this thing that they call TDS. I don't hate Trump. I think that some of the things that he talks about, I do agree with. You know, but it is pretty stupid if you're going to sit there and try to deflect on things that he talks about. His pro-life stance, he's not pro-life, okay, we get it, all right, we get it. He was like a lifetime liberal, you know, he voted Democrat up until like 2008, whatever it was. You know, we understand this. Trump is full of shit when he talks about being pro-life and all this. He's just as much as he's like trying to get votes on, you know, telling you that, oh, we'll send it back to the states and we'll do all that. The same thing that he campaigned on in 2016 is the same thing he's campaigning on in 2024. The only difference is the opposite. So in 2016, he says, yo, I'm down for evangelicals. I'm pro-life. I'm the most pro-life guy, you know, and people were like, oh, shit. Okay, we're going to vote for him because, you know, this guy is like a pro-life fucking president, you know? And then now he sees that it's like a dangerous topic with people. And, you know, moderates and independents are like kind of like, there's this idea, which there is no evidence to back this idea up. However, there is an idea that, you know, if you push the abortion topic, you know, you're not going to get votes, you know? But once again, there is no evidence that is actually like possible, you know? So, you know, I mean, the reality is with Trump and, you know, with his sellout moves, which I've pointed out, vaccine, Bud Light, TikTok, abortion, you know, when we look at him as a weak candidate, he's a weak candidate. He's not strong. Now, Ron DeSantis is a strong candidate. Ron DeSantis said, let's ban abortions at 6 weeks. Trump actually, during the whole primaries and, you know, all of that, said that was a very dumb move. If you're a pro-life person, if you believe in protecting life, okay? Now, let's dive into that just a little bit more as far as, you know, the 15 weeks, because that was like kind of like, you know, that was like something that the Republicans were saying, oh, yeah, well, we need to win elections. Okay, so these people who are, you know, all these people who are like pro-life, Kristen Hawkins, you know, she's part of like the pro-life people on the internet. You know, a lot of people know who she is. She's over here saying, oh, yeah, we need to back Trump. Oh, yeah. You know, okay, he's not a pro-life president. It's just a bunch of people who are just tied to this whole, you know, like this whole Donnie Trump shit, and they're willing to block. Really, what it is they want to block the things that that they know to their heart. He has basically said, "Oh, well, we're going to sell out to these people." You know, and that's exactly what he's done. That's what, he's a weak ass fucking candidate, bro. He's not strong, bro. Like, people can't like fucking sit there and say, "Oh yeah, he's bro, he's not what he was in 2016. In 2016, he came out swinging. He was saying a whole bunch of crazy shit and he fucking went through with it. Now, he has to say, "Oh well, you know, well, we're trying to win elections and I'm going to be Mr. Politician, and the people out there in the world who fucking support me will just say it's 5D chess because it's like part of a bigger plan." No, I mean there only is what is. There is not what is not. And people who support Trump will try to get on their little motherfucking little accounts and say, "Oh, well, you know, it's because of this, and we, that's the whole purpose of Roe v. Wade is to send it back to the states." So shut the fuck up, bro. All y'all look stupid, bro. All y'all look stupid. And not only do you look stupid, you look weak, bro. You're giving liberals exactly, you're basically looking like a liberal. I see right-wingers really use the rape and incest fucking argument to push their Trump narrative. No, seriously, Republicans, I saw Republicans use the liberal argument of rape and incest. After you, okay, so when Roe v. Wade passed, right? When Roe v. Wade passed, there's so many, like, I think, like, the abortion topic is, like, is just, like, really, this is, like, a dangerous, like, fucking conversation to have with people. You know, like, if you're a conservative, if you're a right winger, this is like one of the most dangerous conversations. I had a drink thrown on me like 2 years ago. You know, this girl found out I was I was at a bar, and then, you know, this girl found out that I was Republican, and the first thing she went to was the abortion shit. "Oh, so what do you think about Texas passing abortion laws?" I was like, "Oh, you know, I'm for it." And then, you know, so like Republicans, like, using the rape and incest thing, you're turning into a liberal, because that's what they like bring up anytime you get put in a conversation. Okay. Let me just break this down. Anytime you get put in a conversation with a leftist about abortion, do you realize that is the first thing they go to is rape and incest? That is the first thing. And that is the first thing that people who want to back Trump on this decision, or want to deflect on what he said, or want to act like he didn't, like, he's not coming off like he's softening his stances. Like, people want to, you know, the pretenders and shit. That's exactly what they're going to. I mean, it's really clear, like the whole rape and incest thing, yeah, that sounds like really fucked up. Yeah, these things like really sound really fucked up. Like, the fact that someone could be raped, a woman, a girl, whatever, you know, could be raped and then, you know, be forced to have a baby. You know, these things are like really fucked up saying. However, when the left says it, it's no different from when Republicans say it. You know, the Republicans that are trying to, like, figure out how can we make this look, make Trump look okay with this. It's a very small percentage of girls and women who actually get raped and, you know, and forced into those situations. You would know this because when you were arguing about it with the Roe v. Wade thing, you knew it. It's like 10-15%. Yet it's being used as one of the main freaking things that people bring up with this whole situation. Wild. So how do we, okay. So here's my view on it. Okay. Here's ultimately, I think this is what people who are like consider themselves conservatives, right wingers, whatever. I think this is where you guys are missing the mark. The mark is being missed because you keep bringing up all these technicalities. You keep bringing up, oh, well, you know, that's the way it was supposed to be with Roe v. Wade. Yeah, I do agree. Sending it back to the states. I can agree to that. Like, that was the purpose of Roe v. Wade, was to send it back to the states. However, unfortunately, you know, Trump looks like a fucking bitch. And the reason why he looks like a bitch is because the overall message that we need to take away from this little episode. Now, first of all, this whole Trump and the abortion, like, these things have already been kind of like, well, like, established. Anyone who's actually pro-life, anyone who's like legitimately pro-life, knew that this was basically what it was. I mean, Trump said, you know, it was very stupid for Ron DeSantis to pass, you know, 6-week abortion ban, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and then, you know, there's a state of Arizona. You know, Arizona announced today that they are basically passing an abortion ban. You know, so I mean, that's basically what Trump basically said. You know, now is he going to go criticize Arizona because they came out today, you know, after Trump had said that he would be sending it back to the states? States, you know, there's people who feel like, oh, now Arizona's going to lose elections, you know. But the fact is, this is my personal take on abortion. My personal take on abortion is conception, bro. Conception and anything like anything. It's conception, bro. You know, I mean, that's abortion is murder. And that's it. Like, there's no exceptions. There's no, like, you know, there's none of this. No. I mean, even if in the 15 weeks, they say 9 out of 10 babies were, you know, 9 out of 10 abortions were within the 15 weeks. So it's like, you know, it's just, it comes down to the overall thing that I'm trying to get at. And the overall thing, when I tell you that Trump is a weak candidate, very much well is the fact is, you're bending your knee. When you sell out to Bud Light, you bend your knee. When you sell out to TikTok, you bend your knee. When you sell out to Abortion Inc., you're bending your knee. And that's what we're seeing. And people want to, you know, people want to deflect. They want to come up with, like, these silly reasons why it's okay. Why, you know, okay, you're not pro-life. I get it. There's a lot of people ain't pro-life. There's a lot of people out there, when you ask them about killing babies, do they give a fuck? No. No, there's a lot of people. I mean, most of the people are on the left. But, you know, most people don't really care because they weren't pro-life to begin with. You know, so not really surprised. You know, I mean, this is just it just makes Trump look weak. And like I said, he's a weak candidate. Yeah. And there's no other way to put it. And anybody that wants to deflect on that, so be it. Be a little fucking bitch and live in pretend land. I'm not living in pretend land. You know, I'll tell you who's living in fucking pretend land is fucking the South Carolina coach, Dawn Staley, the women's South Carolina Gamecocks, what a name, head coach Dawn Staley. She was asked over the weekend, you know, what she feels about, you know, women, men competing in women's sports. And she gave a response something along the lines of, you know, if you think you are a woman and that's how you feel, then so be it. These people are controlled, bro. She ain't got no type of, I don't know what her background is. I don't know her as a person, but I just know that is the narrative. Universities are in bed with the woke agenda. When Riley Gaines was on Joe Rogan's podcast a couple months ago, it was a great episode. I definitely urge anybody who wants to know more about this topic to, you know, check out that episode. But she was talking about how the university, you know, if you got scholarships, if you're enrolled, if you are any type of affiliation to these universities, you are not representing yourself. This is what Riley Gaines have explained. This is what the University of Kentucky had to tell Riley Gaines. You are not there to give your personal opinion on politics. You are not there to fucking give your personal opinion on what you like and what you dislike. When you put on that shirt, it says Kentucky or University of South Carolina. You are there to represent the university. And the universities that are out there, in all of the universities, Pac-12, SEC, ACC, whatever, they are in bed with the woke agenda. And that's it. You know? That is it. It's all fucked. Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. And it goes back to political correctness. And I'll tell you, man, this is just, it's ugly, bro. It is 100% ugly. And you know, Dawn Staley doesn't believe anything. Bro, none of these people believe it. See, that's the thing about it. You know, that's the thing about political correctness, where we talk about, you know, people are like in job interview voice, job interview, you know, just like, you know, that whole fake shit, bro. It's all phony. It's all fake. And, you know, I don't know what her background is. I don't know if she comes from a Christian family, but these people are being forced to say bullshit like that, and they end up looking stupid. She looks silly, bro. She looks silly. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The reason why she looks silly is because if she was put in a situation where her South Carolina, and she ended up winning, they, like, she, I think she made that statement, and then, like, the next day or the next, maybe it was the day of, you know, they ended up winning the championship or whatever. You know, the reality is, you know, there can be, like, a situation where, you know, her South Carolina team could be going up against another team. Now, I don't know the rules as far as like the NCAA, you know, but I mean, if that's how you feel, if that is the overall narrative with college sports, women's sports, you know, and it seems that it is, because when we see Riley Gaines, who was a collegiate swimmer for University of Kentucky, and you know, she basically lost because of you know, the William Thomas, who likes to be in mentally ill places and call himself Leah Thomas. You know, like if that's the case, then, you know, it's all fun and games. It's all fun and games. You know, when you want to get on your political correct press conference and say, oh yeah, you know, if women, you know, and you know, a time will come when men who think they're women are going to be going against you, and your team will lose. Everybody likes to win in those type of fucking environments, right? Yeah, the time will come, man. A time will come. So while it's all phony, bro. You know, when the politicians, you know, you got these fucking old ass fucking politicians like Joe Biden, been fucking in politics for hella years, been fucking living life, been understanding the way what is. And these people are just fucking, you know, they're all controlled. They're all bought and paid. They're all just spewing lies to keep their job, to keep their position, to keep their status situation in society. And they're all fucking stupid. They're all fucking fake, phony. And you can't, and these people are like, you know, like imagine what that conversation with that Dawn Staley chick, with that Dawn Staley coach, imagine what that conversation was like after, when she got off that fucking little press conference. She's probably pissed off. Yeah, that's the shit that they need to have on the press conference, is whatever she said in private when she was done with that, when she was done with that. That's what I would have liked to seen. I mean, you know, there was NAIA. There was some sort of smaller, you know, there is pushback against the transgender narrative. You know, the transgender narrative is part of the woke agenda. It's all part of mainstream what is being pushed by the Jews. You know, when we look at the agenda, like the overall agenda of all of this. You know, there are people in places, you know, whether it be Olympians and, you know, these types of smaller organizations. You know, the LPGA, you know, had a man. See, I get confused myself talking about this so much. You know, you start calling these people what they are or what they think they are. See, I'm getting confused just talking about it in that context. But the LPGA had a man who thought he was a woman who was, you know, competing. And they was like, you know, LPGA was like, fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that shit. And they said, you know, we're not going to do it. Yeah. And you know, it's like people just look stupid, bro. Because when we look down the line, the timeline of, you know, of time here, you know, there's people going to look back on this and be like, yeah, damn, man, I can't believe we fucking went with that shit. Because, you know, when you see these types of organizations that are pushing back and they're realizing it. New York Post came out with an article the other day and it was talking about trans people and young people. It's just a fad. Like, there's no, this is all just fucking a fad. It's all normie bullshit, bro. It's all normie bullshit. And this is what people like me have been saying and people on the right have been saying about transgenderism is it's all stupid, bro. And there's literal people out there that are entertaining it. And people like Dawn Staley probably entertains it. She probably believes that. You know? Nah, I don't think she does. You know, but there are people out there who I don't know, maybe she does believe it. I don't know her as a person. You know, but it's like if you're being told to say some shit that you don't agree with, that's clown shit to me, bro. And you know, there will be people as we get more into it. You know, it's funny. I'm starting to see a lot of people wearing MAGA shit out here in the Bay Area. And it's bad, you know, in America. Now, in 2020, I didn't see anybody wearing it. You know, I've worn patriotic stuff, but I've never put another man's fucking apparel on like that, you know, the way Trump does. And plus, I'm not really, like, backing Trump. You know, I think Trump is the better choice. As far as, you know, but I've called them out on a lot of different things. But, you know, I mean, there's that's a big thing about the whole transgenderism, too, is when you look at people, you know, people are only going to express themselves publicly if they feel that society will allow it. And, you know, I mean, look at the way everything is right now. You know, Joe Biden's, presidency, you know, it's one of the worst that we've seen. Some people argue that Biden ain't even running the presidency. Some people feel that Obama is, you know, wouldn't surprise me. You know, when we look at the deep state and we understand the people, the powers that be, which is all ran by Jews, by the way. You know, I mean, this has been a horrible situation. I mean, if you look at Biden, if you look at Bidenomics and then you look at Gavinomics out here in California, you know, I mean, it's an ugly situation right now. You know, groceries are like skyrocketing and fast food now. You know, people can't even go to a fast food place without being skyrocketed on pricing. And, you know, I mean, it's an interesting situation right now. Where I'm seeing a lot of people, actually the guy I saw yesterday, I saw a guy wearing a MAGA hat, a black MAGA hat, and it had like the USA, you know, patch on the side of it. You know, this dude was younger. You know, I think the previously it was a bunch of boomers, people over the age of like 60 and shit, you know. But yeah, I mean, like in 2020, like if you know, out here in California, Bay Area, far left Bay Area, it's like one of the most liberal places in the whole United States. I mean, you wasn't seeing shit like that. Nah, you wasn't seeing shit like that. And if you did, it was probably like that was a very rare occurrence. Now, not so rare. But that just like showed that just kind of shows you where people are. You know, and you know, I saw this young guy with it on yesterday, and no one was really saying nothing to him. You know? I remember I wore a Let's Go Brandon shirt, and people were fucking saying shit. Like, when those shirts came out, when they first came out, yeah. Little soft-ass fucking snowflakes and shit. Yeah. Yeah. I see people with Black Lives Matter shit all the time. I kind of just laugh to myself, and that's it. But, you know, you got people out here really triggered off the fucking, off of people's fucking shirts and shit. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know, the thing about Trump, and it remains the same, you know, like, to most people, you know, I think it's funny. You know, I think it's funny seeing people wear his shit out here in the Bay Area, because, you know, like, people, like, always, like, will get on me about, like, you know, my views on Trump. You know, I call him out on where he's selling out, and he very much well is, but at the end of the day, you know, he is the better choice, and he is still the normie, brainwashed, I watch MSNBC, I watch CNN, I'm tapped into all these left-wing people, is still existent. You know, like, it's still very much well existent. So, you know, when I post a picture or anything that's Trump 2024, you know, I just kind of, like, I'm viewing it from the scope of, like, yo, like, this is the anti-establishment. You know, it's anti-establishment. As much as he sold out to the establishment, he's still an anti-establishment guy. I will at least say that about Trump. Is as much as, and you know, they're still trying to get him on the fucking things, and I think the things that they're getting him on, or that they're trying to get him on, are all fucking ridiculous. And that is something that anybody who with a logical state of mind will be able to understand. You know, the Fannie Willis, like that whole shit, the Letitia James, you know, all that fucking shit. That shit is all fucking stupid, bro. It's all stupid, and what it is it's election interference, 100%. It's election interference, and there's a lot of that. That's election interference. I mean, shit, even posting like pro Trump shit on Instagram, Facebook, you know, they you know, election interference. I haven't, honestly, I don't even know what happened, but the fact checking kind of like went away. I don't know if there was some sort of fucking thing that, because they went hard, bro. And maybe it'll come back. I mean, I was getting fact checked for really stupid shit, bro. Like posting pictures of my face. You know how I, on, for those of you that follow me on social media, you know, like what I usually do is I'll post like a still image and shit like that. And I was posting pictures of my face with like things in the headline. And then, you know, like show description and shit like that. And people were, and they were fact checking that. I was like, yeah, my own, imagine that. My own face was getting fact checked in 2020. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it was funnier. It was definitely funner in 2020 because there was a lot of things I wasn't aware of. And when you're not aware of these things, you know, you believe into the whole right-left narrative. I mean, Republicans right now are going hard for Israel, man. That is very clear to me. You know, they're gonna do that, and me, I am not going to do that. I am not going to bend my knee on that fucking topic. You know, and you know, those of you that we've talked about it, I've talked about it a lot, and you know, Ukraine and Israel is the same fucking thing. You know, It's just a lot of propaganda, bro. A lot of propaganda, a lot of lies, a lot of, you know, a lot of hypocritical shit popping off right now, bro. Yeah, man. You know, these people talk about being freedom, and, you know, I mean, these people don't give a fuck about freedom of speech. You know, where was it? It was Arkansas. Yeah, Arkansas. There was a baseball game. I think it was one of the I mean, this is like, bro, this is like red state America, bro. You, like, you don't get no more red state than Arkansas, bro. I know people in Arkansas. My cousin lives in Arkansas. I'm talking to her on the phone, and she's telling me about the fucking pastor that's, like, super, like, telling people about Trump. I would move out to Arkansas, but, yo, there was a game in Arkansas, a baseball game, and I think someone was flying a Trump flag, and the police officers, you know, were there cutting it down. Wow. You know, and you know, that's funny to me, because there's this narrative about, you know, back in the blue amongst Republicans, and you know, I mean there's really COVID, you know, whatever your stance is with police officers, you know, the whole thing with police officers is, you know, they are employees of the state. Okay? They take their orders from the state. There was another fucking thing that came out where it showed, you know, the dude was in the Air Force or something like that, and the local police, you know, maybe been Air Force police, don't matter if it's BART police, Air Force police, Subway police, they're policing you, all right? So the narrative is that, you know, all Republicans need to back the blue because that's what our side wants us to do. I think it's one of the most retarded things ever, honestly. You know, if you're a law-abiding citizen and, you know, you get into a situation where, you know, it's like the vaccine, man. You know, it's like the masks. Yes. It's like the vaccines, it's the masks. Here's what you need to understand about law enforcement. Here's what you need to understand about police, law enforcement. You know, people get into these, you know, these like 30-year-old, 50-year-old narratives about police officers. You know, they don't give a fuck, bro. First of all, they're all bond paid. Okay? They can't do their job the way that they should be able to do their job. No, this is just another example of an institution in America that at one time, you know, they were enforcing laws and they were, you know, doing their thing. But now, nah, man. Yo, most of these police, bro, the San Francisco Police Department is woke as fuck, bro. They're woke as fuck. They're woke as fuck. You know, like, they don't post mugshots because it's racist. Quote, unquote, racist, by the way. You know, they, you know, all these fucking departments are fucking, you know, they're damn near liberals, bro. All these fucking departments. You go to these departments, bro. You go to the fire departments. You go to the police departments. You go to all these fucking state-affiliated departments, and the reason why these police officers and these fire people and these ambulance people are liberals is because they take their orders from the state, and the state is not on the side of conservatism. You'll see these Ashley Babbitt, you know, Trump said some shit recently, and you know, when he said it, like, I thought it was funny. But then I started thinking about it. I was like, yo, okay, what about Ashley Babbitt's killer? Michael Byrd was the guy who killed Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt was inside the Capitol protesting, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody knows the situation. Everybody remembers that situation. Okay? Trump said recently that anyone who kills a police officer should get the death penalty. Actually, Michael Byrd, who killed Ashley Babbitt, should get the death penalty. 100%. See, you know, people, when they get into their back the blue shit, they get into their back the blue. Oh, back the blue. Back the blue. I always said, it's always funny people say back the blue. What are you going to do when the blue gets in the back of you? And they pull you over, and then you have a speeding ticket, or you have this stupid ticket over here. What are you going to do then? You still back in the blue then? You know, the thing about back the blue, and when you see people passionate about Back to Blue is it's kind of the gay, my uncle is gay effect. Yeah, people say, oh, are we Back to Blue? We Back to Blue. It's because maybe like their dad is a cop or their uncle is a cop or their cousin's a cop. And they feel like they have some sort of allegiance to that fucking idea. But the fact is, you know, the state, they are ordered. They get orders from the state. They get orders from the state. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about your fucking family. They don't give a fuck about your well. Do they give a fuck about you? Do you think they give a fuck about you? See, this is where we get into whole narratives with right-wing narratives, left-wing narratives that have been indoctrinated with the voters. And you know, people don't want to fucking, you know, and just like Trump and just like everything else on the right, whether we talk about Israel, whether we talk about Trump, whether we talk about bad police, because there is such thing as bad police. You know, so if there is no accountability that is being, if you can't take accountability, what are we doing? We just gonna believe our shit, right? We're gonna, oh, well, you know, and this is where we talk about political correctness. Yeah. Show me a video of a cop doing some fucked up shit to someone in the streets where he's in the wrong. And then you show that to a crowd of conservatives, and they're gonna get real quiet. Same shit when you ask them about Israel. Same shit you ask them about Trump selling out to Bud Light, selling out to TikTok, selling out to the abortion people. Same shit. It's interesting, bro. You know, I mean, people are just a bunch of fucking faggots is what it is. You know, people are just a bunch of controlled fucking faggots. These are the same people that are looking at the eclipse. Let me look at the eclipse, because that's what everybody is doing. Yes, that is a normie thing to do. If you are going along with what everybody is doing, you are being a normie. Hey, man. Like I told you people before, everybody has 24 hours, and we can fucking do, you know, some people choose to eat fast food and consume, you know, any type of fucking like toxic content on a daily basis, and other people, you know, don't. Some people go to jobs, some people have kids, they tend to their families. And that's ultimately what I think at this point in my life, that is most important to me, is the family structure in America, is families and doing things that benefit families, you know, because there's too many people out there that are living reckless behaviors. And, you know, I mean, the thing about reckless behaviors, whether it is you're addicted to some sort of fucking drug or you're doing things that are not really good for you, is there is no longevity in that. There is no longevity in reckless behavior. However, I will say this. There is some serious longevity in strong families. Okay? And that's it. That's my TED Talk for the day. Okay? Now, if I was a grifter, I would tell you to fucking give me money. But I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is putting the show out now. that's gonna be a little bit of a task. But yeah, man, we good. Tuesday rocking with my Uze. Shout out to everybody that's fucking with the Slideshow. Go to the website, theslideshow.com. We're on BitChute. We're on Rumble. We're on Telegram. We're on fucking X. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Is that it? I think that's it. Oh, Gab, you know, we over there still. So, all right, you guys go have a God bless day and, you know, drink your water. And remember, everybody, we all get 24 hours. It's how you use the 24 hours that makes you different from the next person. All right, man. You guys go do what y'all do. I'll check you guys on the next one.